Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to hit the road, as we usually do, following Texans Radio to Verizon. This week, we headed out to Sugar Land for a little specialty. Specialists, that is. John Weeks and Randy Bullock were hanging out with Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu.
You, John, were All-State as a defensive lineman.
I was, yes.
In Arizona.
In Arizona, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing stuff. That's terrific. Out of Mountain Ridge High School.
Yeah. Yep. Again, I think I fooled some people.
Was it hard to let go of that D-line?
Oh, absolutely. I loved playing defensive line. But it was something that I had kind of come to grips with when, you know, I was, shoot, as big as I am now in eighth grade. I was 5'10", 160 pounds in eighth grade. You know, and I finished my senior year 5'10", 250. So I haven't grown an inch since eighth grade. So it's kind of something I've come to the realization with that. You know, if I was going to go play at a D1 level, it was going to have to be a long snapper. So,
and you're always looking to get into the mix, special teams.
I'm trying. You know, yeah. I'm trying. Like I said, whatever I can do to help those guys out. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys are working so hard all game. So if I can get down there on the punt team and help them out and slow someone down, I'm trying to do it.
What about you, Randy, as far as tackle action, special teams?
Tackle action, special teams.
Are you kind of hoping? Like, guys, get them early.
I don't want
it to come to me.
No, you know, it's a lot of fun to get involved in all that kind of stuff. But a lot of times, by the time they get to you, you know, you're out of luck, because that's one of the fastest guys on the field.
And everybody else is down.
Yeah. If it's mano a mano, it's not a good matchup for you.
unless you got the sideline close by, you're in a pickle, that's for sure.
John, when you snap the ball for Shane to hold it, how is that? I mean, do you know the rotation of the ball, or is it you're just delivering it and he's going to have to figure out, you know, where how to put the laces forward and all of that?
It's more of a, not a rotation thing, but a distance thing. So about 8 and 8.5 yards, we're usually pretty consistent with the laces straight forward.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how much rotation is there on the ball? Can you snap it?
I have never, and this is a funny fact, I honestly have never considered how quick my ball rotates when it gets back
okay.
there. But one of the few times Fitz came in to hold for us,
mm-hmm.
after I snapped a ball, he came up to me and he goes, you know, your ball does 3 complete rotations to get the laces straight perfect.
No.
Really?
Leave it to the Harvard guy.
He's counting
it's
rotations.
Just kind of everything slows down for Fitz. And then he's a...
He counted the rotations.
He said it had 3 full rotations for the laces to be straight out, which I had never heard. No one's ever said anything like that to me
now,
before.
So, Monday Night Memories. John, you joined the Texans in 2010. All right, there have been some good ones and some bad ones. All right, 2010, there was a bad one at the Colts,
yeah.
right? 2012, there was a real good one at the Jets. You know,
yeah.
what stands out for you?
You know, they ups and downs on all of them, but obviously the most exciting one was his rookie year out in San mm-hmm. Diego, that Monday night game. You know, we were kind of struggling to find it, and then, you know, we came storming back in the second half, and you know, as a specialist, you always want to be able to contribute and help your team win, and there's nothing like helping your guys more than when you line up for that game-winning field goal and you put it through the pipes.
Yeah. Randy, what about you? That's got to be the one, obviously.
Yeah, that's the only Monday Night Football game I've played in. So, that was pretty special to have an opportunity to do that. And, you know, after the team had fought back from the deficit that we were at, to have the opportunity to put the final points on to get out of there with a win after we kind of struggled all night, that was huge.
I know you've been asked about this a lot, being a former EMT and everything, and I know you still get involved to a certain extent because the Texans are very involved with first responders and acknowledging their contributions and rescue efforts and everything, and I know you've been visiting firehouses and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to stay in touch with that part of your life, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's something that, you know, unfortunately when football wasn't a part of my life for 2 years, it was something that I was able to find and really enjoy doing, you know, and that was a complete blessing for me because, you know, I went from something I loved doing to find something else that I love to do. So I try to stay involved as much as possible, knowing that, you know, who knows when this career, this journey of mine right now is going to end, and you know, if I still have the opportunity to go back and be a firefighter or at least work towards it, I'm going to take advantage of it.
How about you, Randy? We know you finished your civil engineering degree last year. Is that something that you forget, or do you have to keep up with it?
No, I mean, I keep up with it. I think I've talked about trying to do an internship in the off season. I've done one before when I was
like
in
Brandon
college.
Brooks, yeah.
So I've talked about it. I had a couple opportunities We started a little bit earlier this year with the coaching change, so I wasn't able to do it, and I felt like I needed to focus on football at the time. So right now that's my priority, but I'd like to try to do something at some point. I worked too hard for my petroleum engineering degree to not use it, so I went back. I had 9 hours to go, and went back and finished it last offseason, graduated last May, promised my family I'd walk across the stage for them. So did that and came back just in time for OTAs, and we started full speed.
Very nice stuff. How about a hand for our players, Randy Bullock and John Weeks here at Verizon.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, our John Harris catches up with head coach Bill O'Brien for a little Texans Telestrator. Stay with us.